News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. Over 60 people have been identified for violence during last week's anti-citizenship law protests in Rampur and Gorakhpur and issued notices asking them to explain their position or pay for damage caused to public and private property, Uttar Pradesh officials said on Wednesday. The Rampur administration issued notices to 28 people on Tuesday after damage of nearly Rs 25 lakh was assessed across the district by the police and the administration, they said. Police had initially said that the damage incurred was worth around Rs 15 lakh, but the final assessment put the figure at Rs 25 lakh, they added. Notices have been issued to 28 people who have been identified for violence during the protests. They have been given 7 days' time to respond why action should not be taken against them, failing which proceedings will be initiated to recover money from them for destruction of public and private property, District Magistrate Rampur Anjaneya Singh told PTI. A 22-year-old man died of a bullet injury in Rampur on Saturday during violent protests against the amended Citizenship Act. Several locals and policemen were injured, and 6 vehicles, including a police motorcycle, were torched, according to officials. So far, 33 people have been arrested and more than 150 identified in connection with the violence in Rampur, the police said. Gorakhpur Police too has sent notices to 33 people allegedly involved in violence during a Citizenship Amendment Act protest on Friday. Police said FIRs against 1,000 unidentified persons have also been registered. Authorities have pasted the pictures of people involved in violence and announced that the informers will be rewarded. So far, 26 people have been sent to jail and several others have been picked up on the basis of photos released by police. Notices are being served to those offenders who have either fled homes or are untraceable, police officials said. A special investigation team was constituted on Wednesday to probe cases of rioting registered here during the protests. In Lucknow, Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Wednesday slammed those who damaged public property during protests in Uttar Pradesh against the amended citizenship law, saying they should introspect. They should ask themselves, was it right? Whatever was torched, was it not of their child's use? What has happened to those common people and policemen who got injured? Modi asked at a public meeting. He said he wanted to tell those who damaged public property not to forget that rights and duties go hand in hand. It was freezing cold in most parts of the northern states on Christmas Day, with Srinagar recording its coldest night of the season at minus 4.3 degrees Celsius. That froze water supply lines at several places, and Haryana government announcing that schools will remain closed today. The India Meteorological Department predicted severe cold accompanied by fog in parts of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and North Rajasthan today. The weather office said thunder showers are expected at some places in the plains and low hills of Himachal Pradesh. On Wednesday, Narnaul was the coldest recorded place in Haryana at 3.2 degrees Celsius. Similarly, Sikar was the coldest in Rajasthan at 2.5 degrees Celsius, and Keelong recorded the lowest in Himachal Pradesh at minus 12.4 degrees Celsius. Also, Kashmir is currently under the grip of Chilai Kalan, the 40-day harshest period of the winter, when the chances of snowfall are most frequent and maximum temperature drops considerably. In Delhi, moderate to dense fog was witnessed in the morning and the maximum temperature settled at 12.7 degrees Celsius, 9 notches below normal. The weatherman said a cold wave is likely to hit the city as the mercury is expected to drop to 4 degrees Celsius over the weekend. And a rocket launched from the Gaza Strip at a southern Israeli city on Wednesday, as it hosted a campaign rally by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, prompted him to take shelter briefly before resuming the event, Israeli TV stations reported. The Israeli military confirmed the launch against Ashkelon, which is 12 kilometers from the coastal Palestinian enclave, and said the rocket was shot down by an Iron Dome air defense interceptor. There was no immediate claim of responsibility in Gaza, which is under the control of Hamas Islamists, and where a smaller armed faction, Islamic Jihad, exchanged fire with Israel during a 2-day surge of violence last month. Israeli TV stations showed Netanyahu, who is campaigning to keep the helm of the conservative Likud party in an internal election today, being escorted off a stage by bodyguards. The report said he was taken to a shelter after sirens sounded. It was the second such incident after a September appearance by Netanyahu in the nearby town of Ashdod was briefly disturbed by a rocket siren. Israel sparked the November fighting in Gaza by assassinating Baha Abu al-Atta, an Islamic Jihad commander it accused of ordering the launch against Ashdod. He is no longer around. A video circulated on social media showed a smiling Netanyahu saying after he retook the stage in Ashkelon to cheers from onlookers. In a veiled threat to retaliate for Wednesday's attack, he added, "Whoever tried to make an impression just now should pack his bags." India's veteran tennis player Leander Paes announced on Wednesday that 2020 would be his farewell year as a professional before he hangs up his racket. The 46-year-old, who started his professional career in 1991, has won 18 doubles and mixed doubles Grand Slam titles and a bronze medal in the singles at the 1996 Atlanta Olympics. Paes won a total of 54 doubles titles in a career spanning 3 decades, partnering more than 100 players. He's also the most successful doubles player in the history of the Davis Cup, with 43 victories in 56 matches. "I want to announce 2020 as my farewell year as a pro tennis player," Paes wrote on Twitter, where he also thanked his family for their support. "I'm looking forward to the 2020 tennis calendar, where I will be playing a few select tournaments, traveling with my team, and celebrating with all my friends and fans around the world. It is all of you who have inspired me to become me, and I want to take this year to say thank you to you." At the peak of his career at the turn of the century, Paes was ranked number one in the doubles circuit, along with partner Mahesh Bhupathi, with whom he won 3 Grand Slam titles. The duo won 26 doubles titles as a pairing between 1997 and 2011. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.